Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, brought to you by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Giants Fieldhouse at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants return home this Sunday when they take on the Seattle Seahawks. Coming up on the show, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Seahawks rivalry. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon, as John Beeson was wired for sound.
New York Giants football is on the air from high atop MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The New York football Giants take on the Oakland Raiders.
Let's go.
Boys rolling.
Let's go, baby. 60 minutes, baby. 60 minutes. Yeah, King! Yeah!
Cat King comes in to punt. Raiders up 7-0. Takes a wobbly snap. Gun is blocked by the Giants right up the middle. DeMontre Moore blocked it. Picked up by Cooper Taylor. To the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Yeah! Yeah!
A pair of rookies. DeMontre Moore with the block. Cooper Taylor with the stupid score.
Who blocked it?
DeMontre.
You blocked that? You blocked it! You blocked it!
There we go!
Yeah! Hey, let's go! Reload! Close right! Listen, man, don't hope, don't pray for somebody else to make the play. You do your job and make the play. You be the difference, man. We need a turnover in the worst way.
Pryor out of the gun. Play clock at 1. Takes the snap. Zips one, right, intercepted by the Giants, Terrell Thomas, running down the left sideline, cuts right to the 30, to the 25, chased by Pryor, dips under his tackle, to the 10, to the 5, down at the 1, ball is fumbled in the end zone, it rolls out of the back of the end zone.
That's it! We gotta have a touchdown, bro.
Gotta
get a touchdown.
First and goal at the 1. Eye set. Manning, handoff left for Brown. He follows Connor into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. And the Giants are an extra point away from regaining the lead with 2:15 to go in the third.
Hey, pride, purpose, right? Yeah. It's in. You can, hey, you're running with conviction right now.
Yeah.
It looked like you missed the game a little. It looked like you're hungry a little bit, huh? Okay. Hey, Zebra. Hey! Screen, start. There you go, Deeks. There you go. Hey, when the last time we got a 3-and-out? Hey, we tripping, man. Come on now. Hey, we tripping. Let's go, 3-and-out, man. 3-and-out.
3-and-out.
3rd and 6 for the Raiders. Low snap. Pryor back, under pressure, sack. Back at the 15-yard line by Ontrell Roll.
Go make it. Hey, you know what I just realized? I'm mic'd up.
You are?
I've been wilding too. I've been saying some crazy. They won't. Yeah. Hey, they won't mic me no more. Close right. Torch left! Torch left! Yeah! That's it! Hey, man, let's finish up now. One more.
So 3rd and 10 for the Raiders with 3:28 to go. Giants up 24-20. Fryer takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's under pressure. He gets sacked and fumbles the football. Recovered by the Giants at the 45.
That's like you, man. That's like you. Way to make a play when we need one.
Manning takes a knee with 38 seconds, so the Giants have won their 3rd game of the season.
Hey, Coach. Coach, you called a great one, baby.
Hey, thank
great
you, man. Hey, yep. Congratulations, love, man.
Hey, what's better than 3-0?
4-0.
4-0.
Hey, hell yeah.
Let's go. Hey,
already.
Hey, couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without you, baby. Hey, the man of the game, baby.
Yeah, great
play. Hey, that's like you.
Hey, it'll be great because of y'all.
Hey, it's like you. It's in you.
It all works together.
Couldn't do it without you, baby. Couldn't do it without you.
Get it!
That's John Beeson Wired in our Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon. When we come back, we'll tell you about a very special off-the-field endeavor that the New York Giants are passionate about. All that and much, much more here on Giants Access Blue after this. This Sunday, the Giants will hold their annual Touchdown for Tots drive when they take on the Seattle Seahawks. The U.S. Marines will be located at each gate to accept donations of unwrapped toys. Please join the Giants and the U.S. Marines for the Touchdown for Tots drive. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. On Sunday, it's the Giants and Seahawks at MetLife Stadium. In the month of November, the Giants had one of those rare three-game homestands. They went 2-1 over that stretch, but they went 3-0 off the field, as in each and every weekend, they hosted a different Make-A-Wish child. This season, the Giants adopted Make-A-Wish Fridays, granting wishes to help inspire those with life-threatening illnesses.
It's our friend Ryan Berry. He's from New York State.
All right!
He's been a Giant fan all his life.
Okay, here goes Bub. Okay, big one. Good job. There you go.
Eli, this is Action Jackson right
here.
Hi.
How you doing, pal? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You got a robot player?
Mm-hmm. Wide receiver.
All right, I like it.
Wife grew up. Thanks for coming today, dude. Watch out, Justin Tuck's behind you.
Thank you, you fit those. You'll grow into them, huh?
It is an absolute blessing to be here right now. Noah's been so sick for so long. It's been just a real joy to be here, and everybody has been wonderful.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome just to be here and experience this with my son, Noah. It's his lifelong dream to meet all the Giants. It's neat to see his experience, you know, come true with Make-A-Wish.
Coach Coughlin was amazing. He's a really nice guy. It was kind of a shock to meet him at first. I mean, it was kind of like, you know, is this a dream or is it real? It's an awesome feeling to meet an awesome coach like Tom Coughlin.
So we're going to go out there and we are four-time Super Bowl champions. We're going to go out and play like it.
Here we go. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
It's a wish come true. Brian's having a great time. It's been a rough year, but here we are out on the other end, and what a great place to be to celebrate everything that went so well for Brian here, a.k.a. Tin Man.
Jackson, what do you think? You got a few words of advice for us?
Let's curse the Packers!
And what better way to top off their experiences than to take the field as the Giants' special guests on game day at MetLife Stadium.
Fans, please direct your attention to the field for today's Make-A-Wish moment. 9-year-old Jackson Kondak is joining us today from Maplewood, New Jersey. Noah Bickett is joining us today from Princeton, Illinois. 13-year-old Brian Barry is joining us today from Farmingville, New York. And today, with the assistance of the Make-A-Wish Foundation of New Jersey, Brian's wish, Noah's wish, Jackson's wish has been granted. Please join us in wishing Jackson and his family all the best as he courageously tackles his disease.
Now remember what this guy said.
Yeah. Okay?
What'd you say the other day in the huddle?
Let's crush those Packers. Yeah!
Let's get a team. 1, 2, 3.
Obviously, it was a great experience for the Make-A-Wish kids and their families, and more importantly, a great experience for the New York Giants and their coaching staff. When we come back here on the program, a little off guard as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. We recently had a chance to catch up with Giants rookie Demontre Moore in this edition of Off Guard.
The last thing I do before taking the field on game day would be listen to the song by Chris Brown and Busta Rhymes called Why Stop Now. It reminds me of my aunt, my mom, and everybody. And so, you know, I feel like that's the theme of my life. So I got to listen to that song right before I step onto the field. if I was stranded on the island, one book that I would take with me would probably be Manifest Your Destiny by Hill Harper. Game Kingdom Hearts, that was my favorite game playing when I was growing up. But one movie I would take with me would probably be, it would be in between Bad Boys 2 and The Wood. If I had to pick an actor to play me, I would probably say Will Smith, because just his personality, he can switch it up and be serious and then also turn around and, you know, be jokingly. So I think he exemplifies my personality pretty well. Plus he looks, you know, he's pretty good looking, and, you know, I think I'm pretty good looking. Just saying.
Now we shift gears for this week's MetLife I Can Do This moment, featuring Giants running back Andre Brown.
It's exciting because, you know, there was a team that cut me, so I had a little bit of built-up anger towards them, and I wanted to get them back. So I get a 40 lead, which is a draw play, and I take it up 40 yards up the sideline.
This is Ray Wright, under a piece of tackle, to the right sideline, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, and knocked out of bounds. And it's an impressive run by Andre Brown.
Like two plays late, I think I scored.
High set behind Manning. Give for Brown. He runs left, touchdown, Giants.
I remember just, you know, pointing up to the sky and thanking God, and then spiking that ball like, yes, I finally did it. To persevere through all that and to come up here and just really show that I was, you know, belong here is just a blessing in itself.
Giants' Andre Brown set a wonderful tone as far as the running game is concerned since coming back from his injury. Time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam. More to come here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, including the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Seahawks rivalry. We'll tell you about it after this. This Sunday, the Giants will hold their annual Touchdown for Tots drive when they take on the Seattle Seahawks. The U.S. Marines will be located at each gate to accept donations of unwrapped toys. Please join the Giants and the U.S. Marines for the Touchdown for Tots drive. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. It's the Giants and Seahawks at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Seahawks rivalry.
Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Seahawks rivalry. 10. The Giants host the Seahawks on Sunday in search of their 10th win of the series, which dates back to the first meeting in 1976. They're 9-6 against Seattle and have won by a combined score of 374-259. Two teams have never met in the postseason.
Rolls to his right, throws it back in the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kevin Voss!
9. The Giants amassed 523 total yards of offense in a 2008 victory over Seattle, the 9th most in franchise history, including the postseason. The Giants collected 269 yards through the air and 254 on the ground, adding up to a 44-6 rout of the Seahawks. 8. The number of catches Victor Cruz had in the last meeting with Seattle. In the 2011 contest, he hauled in a 68-yard touchdown en route to 161 receiving yards, both of which are highs in the series history.
standing back to throw. Dances in the pocket, now heaves one deep down the right side. It's a jump ball, deflected, and caught off the deflection. Running down the right side, low for a touchdown is Victor Cruz. And he does the samba in the end zone.
The Cruz Sasa.
68 yards.
That's good ball skills there. That ball got tipped in the air, and he brings it down.
Seven. The Giants have averaged 7 yards per carry in a game. Minimum 25 attempts, 7 times under head coach Tom Coughlin, including a 2008 victory over Seattle.
Handoff left to Bradshaw, cuts back off tackle, bites off the tackle, runs out of a shoot tackle to the 30, spins right to the 25, cuts right again to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and then he didn't make the last move left, where he's in.
Six. Kicker Joe DiNello made 6 field goals in a 32-0 victory over the Seahawks at the Kingdome in 1981, the most by a Giant in franchise history. 5. Eli Manning has faced Seattle 5 times as the starting quarterback. He's 2-3 against Seattle, 1-1 at home, completing 63% of his passes for 13 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and a passer rating of 98.4. 4. The number of times Eli Manning has thrown at least 50 passes in a regular season game, including a 2005 loss to the Seahawks. Manning's 53 attempts in that game are tied for a career high, which he did in 2007 against Washington. 3. The record for most interceptions by a Giant against Seattle is 3, done in 1976 and again in 2006. In 1976, John Mendenhall, Clyde Powers, and Rick Balk each grabbed 1. 30 years later, Corey Webster, Fred Robbins, and R.W. McQuarters did the same. 2. Seattle has just 2 wins when they travel to East Rutherford to face the Giants in 1983 and 2011. Big Blue is 6-2 at home against the Seahawks historically, but lost its only matchup in MetLife Stadium, 36-25 in 2011, the second season in the Giants' new home. 1. The Giants have 1 shutout against the Seahawks in series history, coming 32-0 in 1981. Big Blue held Seattle to just 127 net yards, 29 yards rushing, and 98 yards passing.
Speaking of the Giants-Seahawks rivalry, these two teams embark upon another showdown on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. And it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, both teams come into this game off a loss. Seattle losing in San Francisco last week and the Giants losing in San Diego. Now, look, Seattle is on their way to the number one seed in the NFC. The Giants mathematically eliminated from postseason play. But that doesn't mean that this game is not as important for the Giants as it is the Seattle Seahawks. This is a critical time for players that are on the bubble as far as whether they'll be on this team or not next year to prove to this coaching staff, to prove to the scouting department and the organization that they're worthy of wearing Giants blue. Not to mention the fact that there are a lot of veterans on this team, that this is their profession, this is what they want to do, play football and win football games. So you can expect, coming off last week's performance in San Diego, in which the Giants did not perform well on offense, defense, special teams, that there's a lot of players and a team collectively looking for redemption. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night right here on My Nine for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants at Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Pop. We'll see you next week here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.